Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you looking to overcome some negativity? Maybe it's just building up and it's really weighing you down. Well, today I'm going to talk about this. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then as well. Now, before we dive in, I just wanted to say that if you want to keep up to date with all our latest episodes and never miss any, all you got to do is click in the link in the show notes below and you can subscribe to our free weekly newsletter and get a free weekly confidence tip as well. Okay, so in my life, I've done a lot of mindset work and I did a lot of like feeling good and I got into a really good place, right? Feel good work, personal growth work, and I got into a really good place. Now, in 2019, I had a challenging time and that's what really got me into it. I guess I was in and sort of a little bit into personal growth and things like that before. I always liked developing myself in some way, but I didn't really recognize it truly as personal growth. And then I got into the personal growth really from 2019, in particular when I started discovering things, got my first mentor who was a writing coach, but also a life coach. And she was also a business coach. So yeah, I really got talking to her. She was great. And I had some challenges with my dating relationship life that year, and it really got me into a dark place, a bad place, and mixed with some career stuff. And then therefore I really worked on myself through 2020 and 2021, and I felt good. I was out there sharing all of this stuff, and my podcast I started end of 2019, and it really grew as a result. Now, what I found in 2022 is things were really, life gave me a bit of a test, let's put it that way. And then in 2023, maybe just as, if not more challenging, many things threw my way. And there was one of my teachers, guys I learned from, is a guy called Peter Sage. And I've interviewed him as well on my podcast. And he says, theory does not pay the price of admissions to the high levels of consciousness. It's an amazing quote. So let me say that again and break it down for you. Theory does not pay the price of admissions to the higher levels of consciousness. And to be honest, I'm going through some challenges, and really coming back to this quote really helps me. And what it means is that we can learn all this like positive mindset, this personal growth. Yet, if we're not, we don't really know it until we're using it. And sometimes you're not in a position to use it. Now, there's always opportunities to, but sometimes life will really give you an opportunity to use it, and you have to use all your resources in order to use it. So that's certainly been me in over the last 2 years, really utilizing what I've been learning and sharing with people, right? So I really wanted to share some points of how I've overcome some maybe negative challenges or thoughts in my head. Because again, if you like know this stuff and then you're not using it, it's not really going to make much of a difference. You don't truly know it, he also says, until you actually use it. And I want to ask you this, how does it help you if you're like, okay, I know all this stuff. I know I've got, if you were like, I know I have to eat well and exercise and also be in good physical shape, right? Which is true. And you weren't doing it. Would you be in good physical shape? No, you wouldn't, because you got to do it, right? The same's with your mental state as well. You've got to be utilizing things. And I've been guilty of not, right? So here's some practical points that, again, don't just listen to me and go like, oh, that was nice. Oh, that was motivating. You've actually got to apply this. And I love it when people come back and say, oh, I really was inspired by what you said and I put it into action. Amazing. Fantastic. Right. If you're like, oh, this is, oh, it's feeling good, but I'm not much of changing. That's because you're not doing anything. You've got to take action again. Right. So the first thing is become aware and list any negative thought, right? Becoming aware is a great first step, because what happens is often I've discovered in me is there's all these subconscious negative thoughts, and they come from all sorts of experiences in our life. And if I'm honest, I've had to dive down into some quite upsetting and deep things and feelings sometimes I didn't even know where they come from. And actually, the somatic, I'm doing a lot of somatic breath work, which is really going deep. And it's believed that quite a lot of our unconscious thoughts actually don't even come from us. They come from like our ancestors or generational trauma that's just you've inherited. So there can be negative things inside of you that didn't even happen in your own life. They just came through generations, right? So you're not going to figure out every single thing of why you act in every single way for your life, right? That could take a lifetime. And obviously you wouldn't be having fun in life if you're trying to figure out every single thing of why you're in a certain way. The important thing is, though, to just recognize like repeating patterns, things that are coming up. So it's like, for me, I get the biggest challenge I've probably had is in that romantic relationships area, right? That's probably been my biggest hurdle. And actually that seems to be quite a lot because you get the most amount of pleasure and pain from that area, right? And actually when like it's not gone well or she said something, I might be, when I've been in that situation, it's been like actually triggered something, and becoming aware of like the thought is a really good starting point, right? So become aware of the negative thought. What is it? Is it like, oh, someone said something, now you feel really stupid? Well, actually, that's really good awareness, right? The second point, ask yourself, why is it not true? Like, if you've, and it can be stupid sometimes, the thought. It can be like, I feel really anxious, really stressed, right? And first of all, acknowledge that. Don't try and push it away. That's the worst thing I found to do, right? Okay, it's because someone has put some pressure on me to finish a bit of work on the deadline, right? And therefore, becoming aware of that, therefore, that makes me feel that if I don't complete this, I'm really stupid. And therefore, if you drill down, I'm not good enough. Therefore, I'm not lovable. Therefore, I'm not, I'm in risk of my own life. You know, I'm in risk at life of my survival. It is crazy how our brains spiral out of control, by the way. That sounded extreme from one situation, right? But if you really sit with yourself and listen to a negative thought, that's where it's going back to. It's going back to that survival. It stems down to survival, right? It's like someone says something negative to you, therefore that might trigger off that you're not enough or lovable, and therefore you're going to be at risk of your life. Right? It's a survival instinct. It's crazy how negative thoughts can arise, right? Like for me, I'm still a work in progress. I'm always going to be a work in progress. We all are, right? But one thing I've learned about myself is that I had a lot of abandonment challenges from my younger years. And when someone maybe I cared about went a little bit quiet on me, I kept it quiet for years and just it built up and built up and built up. But actually, I'm really sensitive towards that because it's like, it's not like I'm needing wasn't needing a message every minute or anything like that. But if someone I'm getting on with then goes quiet with me for like 2-3 days and it's like no apparent reason, I'm getting really anxious. I get very nervous because as a kid, I was alone a lot and I'm getting very, and it brings back to that. And therefore it's that risk of my survival. So becoming aware of my own negative thoughts and where they're coming from is a great step. And then you can actually see how crazy it is, right? Because your body automatically starts generating feelings from a thought, even if you're consciously not aware of where that down into that feeling of survival, right? So ask yourself why it's not true, right? So it might be someone said something that was hurtful, therefore it makes me feel like I'm stupid, I'm not lovable, therefore I'm risking life. So obviously, just even catching that and ask yourself, why is that not true? Like, obviously, if you were running away from a tiger, you might be at risk, right? If you're listening to me right now, you're probably not running away from a tiger, right? But it's, and if you are, obviously run fast. But like, if you're listening to this right now, you probably got a situation and it's not dismissing it. It's just recognizing it. Don't try and shove things away, but making things aware, right? Ask yourself why it's not true. Well, that's just one person's opinion and that person might be having a bad day. That person is probably very insecure in themselves or something like that, right? And therefore they're projecting onto you. And then the third thing, like look at how you can support yourself and then ask yourself also, what is the support for me? Because That's a really, really key one, because often, like, I find particularly get yourself a coach. Like, I'm not coach or anything, but I used to be a coach. But anyway, like, when I would like point something out to someone, they'd be like, ah, that makes sense. They'd be like, wow, this is a lot of conscious effort to like identify these thoughts. And it's like, wow. I was like, yeah. And then, anyway, that's the beginning. But I'd like maybe asking questions and make them have realizations. And I have that on my own coach. You know, I've had multiple coaches in my life, and I always will, because it's really good support. So make sure you've got a support system as well, because they're going to be able to allow you to work through and become aware and work through some of the challenges as well. Now, I've got a bonus final point I really want to share with you at the end, but in a minute. But just before I get onto that, I want to mention again that if you want to keep up to date with all these latest episodes and get a weekly confidence tip, all you got to do is hit the link in the show notes below and you can subscribe to our newsletter for absolutely free. Okay, my bonus one is dive into the meaning. And what I mean by that is, it's kind of wrapping up what I've been saying, really, but really understanding why is it you'll say the meaning you're putting behind things. So if you can just ask yourself that as a simple question, like something bad happens, like, okay, right, in the moment when you, if you've lost someone or intense grief, obviously it's not about going, what does this mean? Oh, okay, I'll make it mean this, like, and then it's going to go away. No, right? But if you keep getting wound up by a certain situation, maybe ask yourself what is the meaning you're putting to it? So it could be like, someone said something that hurt me. Therefore, the meaning I put is that I'm a useless person. And then you can step back and you go, ah, so that's the meaning I put onto it. And guess who's in control of the meaning you put onto a situation? You are, of course. So someone says something, calls you stupid or something like that. The meaning is that person was upset, and I am a valuable person, and the right people really value me in my life. Someone leaves you, and this has been a real difficult because of abandonment issues and things for me. Someone leaves you or doesn't want to be with you anymore. It could be the meaning you're putting is you're not worthy, you're not lovable, no one's ever going to love you, right? And that's what a lot of people go to. And I've spoken to a lot of people who kind of put that meaning, and I've been guilty of it myself. But actually, it could be another meaning is like, great. It makes space for someone else who's going to be amazing and come along. Or it makes space for me to really, truly in love and connect with me in this moment. So that meaning can be so empowering. So if you could take away one thing, maybe just try that one. You feel like negative, allow yourself to actually just pause and feel it. Don't try and push it away. And ask yourself, what is the meaning you're putting on something right now? Because that can make a massive difference. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you're in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.